Welcome to Wild, Women in Lending Determined to Make an Impact. I'm your host, Robin Lavasser. They say our biggest fear isn't being inadequate. It's being powerful beyond measure. In this podcast, I will share how to break through imaginary ceilings, lean into success, discovering your purpose, and understanding how to create the business and life of your dreams. From failures to triumphs and all the tactics in between, let's jump into the wild arena together. Welcome to another episode of Wild. I am your host, Robin Lavasser. I am so excited to talk about something today that honestly, I cannot tell you how frequently I reference in my day-to-day life of not only lending, but outside of lending in general. And it has helped me so much. So I'm going to talk to you today about the set. Now, there is actually not just one set. There is a multitude of sets. And I'm going to start with one that I think is incredibly important that I really struggled with for a while, and I love sharing it and talking about it when it comes to not only understanding what we have, but also what we need in order to be successful. And so one of the sets that I talk about all the time is the three sets that I believe directly related to whatever job you are doing, but for the purpose of Wild, we will say lending in general. That set is one, just your skill set, meaning whatever job you are doing, what is your direct skill set to that job? You know, for me, it was I have touched thousands of loans because I was a processor for so many years and then a loan officer that did, you know, again, thousands of loans as the loan officer on the file. And so my loan skill set is really, really high. That's just the truth. Like that's not ego. It's just really, really high. I know loans like the back of my hand. Here's what's interesting. I believed for the longest time that as long as I knew loans and knew the job really well, that I would be incredibly successful. What I was missing was the most important set that you actually need in lending. And it pained me. It pained me to say that it was more important than being really good at my job, because it just, gosh, I just thought for sure that being good at my job would get me all the way there. So here's the uncomfortable part. And maybe you're different than I am. Maybe you don't believe this is uncomfortable, but I believe that it is the sales skill set. So the second, and what I would say, and I think in this market currently, you would agree that sales matters the most. And let me give you a few different like little sayings that I say in my head that help me tremendously with remembering this. One is better known will always be better. Better known will always be better. The other is visibility will outshine your ability. Visibility will outshine your ability. Now those feel, to me personally, a little harsh. And again, I want to rely on the fact that like I know loans like the back of my hand, darn it. And I'm sure there are some of you that are listening that are like, yep, I know loans like the back of my hand. And there are others that maybe say, I actually don't know loans that well. And maybe I'm actually getting a better result than the person in my office or a coworker who has been doing loans forever and knows them better. Why? Sales skill set. It is 100% sales skill set. Now, I didn't love the word sales. And I think that we frame things in different ways. And one of the things that I did with the word sales was I immediately took that word and framed it negatively. I said to myself, if I'm selling someone something, I'm pushing something on them. I'm making them uncomfortable. I'm doing something for me, not them. That's the way that I attributed sales. I'm trying to make money in my pocket. It actually couldn't be farther from the truth. And I can tell you that because I always get a little offended when people say car salesmen, like, ugh, I don't like them, because my dad was one and he was incredible and honest and kind and helpful and patient and all of the things that I would actually describe. So when someone says the word car salesman, I think dad, I think amazing things. But when people say car salesman in general, most of us cringe. We just do. We're like, eh, right? We've had some sort of bad thing. So I attributed anybody saying the word sales with the cringe, if you will. And that made me never, ever, ever think I needed to work on sales skills. What I believed was just my loan skills and then my personality, my I'm outgoing enough that I like to talk to people. I enjoy making conversation. I've never shied away from attending an event or anything like that. And so just doing that alone and then knowing I know loans would eventually speak for itself. That's what I truly believed. And that had me on that lending roller coaster that I talked about so much in episode one, because my only sales skill set was what I would call the buddy sale. So the buddy sale is very much like, let's have coffee, let's get together for lunch. I'd love that. And then you chit chat all about life and, you know, you get to quote unquote know each other and you have a few laughs and no way. And you're from here and I'm from here and we're doing this. And you're kind of having that kind of conversation. And barely do you talk about lending or real estate in that moment when you're with a realtor or any sort of business affiliate. And rarely do you talk about anything that is truly of value. Now, we are all just enough eye on a DISC profile, which is friendly, outgoing, those kind of things, that that actually works. It works enough, but it will never take you to the level that you want to go to in less time if you don't develop an actual sales skill set. And so a mentor of mine would say to me over and over and over again, your buddy's selling, your buddy's selling, your buddy's selling. And I'm like, no, I'm not. But I was. I very much was like, let's go have coffee. I miss you. Not a let's go have coffee because I want to figure out how not only we reach your goals this year, but how I can be the most valuable lending partner to those goals to make sure the results are there. And by the way, a side conversation might be about kids and vacations and dogs and marriage and all of those things. But the focal point is we're on work hours having a lunch or having a coffee. And so we're going to spend time talking about growing our business, growing our skills around business. And let me just give you a little bit of, this was a big aha for me. I don't know about you guys, but I barely have time sometimes to catch up with my friends between kids and marriage and family and life in general. It is not often that I can just grab a girlfriend and go sit down for an hour in a coffee shop and chit chat. And I think if we're being honest, that's most people. Like, I don't think that everybody has all the time in their hands when they are balancing life outside of work and then also working a full-time job, right? Creating a career. I don't think that we all go, gosh, I just have all the time in the world to go meet with someone and have a cup of coffee or have a great lunch and just chit-chat. That was a huge for me because I realized that our poor referral partners, they literally get phone calls from us and we want them to leave whatever they are doing to come hang out. We don't even have time to hang out with our real friends, let alone this person that we're trying to pretend as a friend because that is more comfortable to us than it is to make them a business partner. Because business partner, for some reason, just like sales skill set, makes you feel like you all of a sudden don't have a heart. Like all of a sudden it's all about money. Those are all the things that I was telling myself. And it's not true. It's simply not true. The truth is we go to work every single day to do what? And I'm gonna again, make you a little uncomfortable. Yes, I can tell you a million different times that if anybody really knows me, they know I'm so altruistic in so many ways about like, I love people and I love making an impact and I love listening and I love connecting and I love passion and I love purpose. I work to make money. I love lending, but I would not do lending pro bono, maybe in 2023. I'm just kidding. But I would not do it pro bono. I would have to go find something else that made money. I love singing. I can't make a dime from it. So I'm not going to go sing and try to make money, right? We do things even that we're passionate about. If we're lucky enough, we can actually create both, right? We can create a passion and an income that is actually evenly scaled. And I never thought that was possible. And so the reason that I focus on the set, and I'm gonna get to the last one, but is, hey, my loan skills are awesome. But until my sales skills are equally awesome or even greater than my loan skills, not enough people will ever know about my loan skills because I'm not selling. Now, the way that I changed the word sell in my world was changing that word from sales skills to serving skills. Now, I do that in my own mind to create a new frame of reference because I literally tell myself every single day, no joke to this day, I wonder how many people I can serve today. I wonder who I can serve at the highest level. I'm so excited to serve others today. Now, in doing that, it makes me not scared to pick up the phone, not scared to ask somebody to have a meeting with me, to spend time with somebody talking specifically about business, about value, about growth, about results, about a plan, like really getting into it, specifically talking to clients about their goals around lending. Now, I can do that and also understand that they're a wonderful couple with three kids and two dogs and all the things that they like, but then get really, really, really gritty around strategy for their lending process and making sure they understand my value as a lender instead of just being a commodity, right? Because when we don't even understand our own value, shy of being nice, and there's a saying that nice guys finish last, and I've never enjoyed it, but I would tell you that it's somewhat true. That doesn't mean, hey, let's go be a jerk and then try to finish first. It means, hey, when you're just nice, people might think, oh, they're so nice, but not nice enough to not go down the road. And this other nice person is willing to give me a 0.25% less in interest rate. Or this other nice person has cheaper closing costs. Or this other nice person answered the phone faster. That's when nice doesn't technically win. But sales skill set will, i.e. serve skill set. So, hey, I'm going to serve you at the highest level. Now, serving you is going to be in a different podcast on a different episode. I will talk about the professional loan presentation and how to go through the entire thing and absolutely know that you served your clients at the very highest level. Not only did you serve them, but you showed them your loan skill set that entire time. Now, if I had to put these in order, I would say sales skill set is absolutely number one. And you know why I know that? Because I have seen countless people who know half of what others do about lending, but close more deals. And so I know that that sales skill set is the number one. And so if you're really uncomfortable with that, like let's figure out how to get comfortable with it. Change that word to serve if you have to. Develop that skill, work on that skill, verbalize that you need help in that area, because there are countless podcasts, books, information. Me, you can call me, you can message me on Instagram or Facebook or email or whatever it is that you need to do to get help around sales, because that was the number one shift for me in creating more income, helping more families or people do home loans, having better, more valuable relationships with all of my real estate partners and business affiliates and everybody that referred me business. And also getting home on time and loving whatever life it was that I was living at home, right? Mom world, wife world, Robin world, dog world, whatever it was. Like that sales skill set was what really took me over the edge. It was not that I understood debt to income ratios better than anybody else. It was not that I knew how to read an appraisal like nobody else could. Those were not the skills that I actually needed to create the business that I wanted. It was truly the sales and serve skill set. And the very last one, it's an optional one, but it is one that's necessary. And over time, you want to develop it, because there is a point in anyone's business that if you want to take it to the next level without this skill set, you cannot get there. And that's leadership. So I'm going to go back over them real quick. You have a loan knowledge, i.e. just a knowledge skill set. You have a sales skill set, i.e. a serving skill set. And the very last one is a leadership skill set. And that is everything from people wanting to work for and with you, to the power of delegation, to the leadership of yourself and of your referral partners and your clients and all of those things. When you are truly a leader, what it really says is that people would be smart to follow you, right? And it's not that you necessarily declare yourself that, but that you can say, hey, I know how to lead you through this transaction. I know how to lead you through this 21-day tight closing. I know how to lead you real estate partners through a domino sale with six different, moving parts in every direction. Wait, now I know how to lead an assistant and lead my realtors into help, allowing the assistant to make the calls and talk to them and those things in addition to me, right? I know how to create them being an extension of my team. And so that leadership skill set is not one that you absolutely have to be successful in the business, depending on definitions of success. but it is one that you want to develop over time, because it is also the one that when people say, maybe, some people say, hey, I want to originate forever and ever and ever. And other people say, maybe I don't want to be an originator forever and ever and ever. The only way to evolve from that is to actually develop a leadership skill set where, again, not only people want to follow you, but they want to work for and with you. That's a really big one. And so I want to challenge yourself for a minute and say, hey, out of these three, how would I put them in order of what I currently have, what I've developed the most of, and then, gosh, where do I need help and where would I find that help, right? How do I develop those three things at a higher level? I will tell you, I say all the time to loan officers, especially in the 2023 market, when you came out of 2020 and 2021 and loans were essentially falling from the sky, and who won was who could essentially answer their phone the fastest. And that leadership skill set came into play because if you had a bigger team, you could take on more, right, for whatever was there. But you also were just able to develop a great loan skill set by working on tons of files, right? Learning a ton of things. This is for realtors as well. And what I find in sales in general, when market conditions normalize, I will not say that they are harder or that they tanked, when they normalize and you're all of a sudden having to show what skill sets you have, you realize where you are strong and where you are lacking. And so if your business plummeted in 2022, half of 22, basically, into 23, you are likely lacking the sales skill set more than anything. Now, if you have a sales skill set and you're like, nope, I've got that check and check. I'm so good at it. I'm doing it. But my execution on loans stink. I'm terrible at doing the loans. I don't get them closed on time. It's messy. It's frustrating. I don't know all my guidelines. I'm having to decline after I pre-approved. If that's you, don't tuck your tail between your legs. Decide you're going to develop your loan skill set. I'm going to read guidelines. I'm going to dig into learning all of these nuances that lending comes with. You can develop any one of the three or all three at once, but it is incredibly important that in each market, in each time of need, that you understand which one needs to be at the very front. And right now, I will tell you, sales skill set for 98% of the industry is the one that is lacking. And so if you're struggling there, let's serve and sell at a higher level, develop those skills, read the books, listen to the podcasts. I could do a whole nother episode on just how to develop them and the clear communication, how to close, the closing styles. There's a million different things that'll be in the episodes ahead, but I think this was a great start to identifying and understanding, gosh, this is where I currently sit and this is where I'm headed. We'll see you soon.